Today, the Supreme Court heard arguments in a case testing whether the Americans with Disabilities Act requires an employer to hire a qualified job applicant, even if the job could put the worker's health or life at risk. The ADA contains specific language permitting employers to reject applicants who have a disability that could pose a risk to others, but the law contains no language about someone whose disability might pose a risk to himself. NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Mario Echezabal worked for 20 years at the Chevron oil refinery in El Segundo, California, but he worked for a contractor, not for Chevron itself. Twice in the 1990s, he applied for a better-paying job with more security at Chevron, and twice he was hired, on condition that he pass a physical. Both times, though, company doctors said that because he'd had hepatitis C, exposure to the toxins in the plant would pose a risk to his health or even his life. And yet the company allowed Echezabal to continue working in the plant for the contractor for 3 more years before ordering him fired. Echezabal then sued and won. The lower court ruled that in enacting the ADA, Congress was seeking to overcome a long history of discrimination against the disabled, discrimination that was often done in the name of protecting people. Chevron, backed by business organizations and the Bush administration, appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Today, on the steps of the court, Echezabal was asked why he wanted the Chevron job if it's dangerous for him.
Because I feel like it's nothing wrong with me. I was working after they told me what I had, and I'm still feeling good.
So what did he think about questions posed by some justices suggesting he might be trying to kill himself?
That is hard. It's hard for me to understand that. I don't want to kill myself.
Inside the courtroom, lawyer Samuel Bagenstos, arguing on behalf of Echezabal, told the justices that some people want to work despite some risks, and Congress, he said, did not give employers the authority to override that choice. Justice O'Connor, what is the risk here? Answer, there's a dispute about the risk. His doctors say it's a very small risk, and Chevron's doctors never even contacted them. Justice Kennedy, perhaps you're right, but the legal rule you're asking for could say that someone who has a 99% chance of dying 2 weeks from today would have to be hired. Answer, that's not really going to happen. Justice Kennedy, how sure can you be? People smoke and know the risk, and people may take extreme risks to put food on the table. Answer, disabled people have the same rights as people who don't have disabilities. And the question here is, who gets to decide if this job is unsafe for this individual? Justice Kennedy, is it wrong in this society to say an employer should care about his employees? This is an argument that's very demeaning to a society that wants to encourage care among employers. Arguing the business side of the case on behalf of Chevron was lawyer Stephen Shapiro. But he didn't have an easy time of it either, because, in fact, the language of the ADA, while providing all kinds of legitimate reasons not to employ a disabled person, does not say anything about someone who poses a risk to himself because of a disability. And the most conservative members of this court have a long history of asserting that the court is stuck with the words on the page in interpreting a congressional statute. Stuck between a rock and a hard place, Justice Kennedy suggested an end run. Could we dispose of this case, he asked, by saying Mr. Echezabal wasn't qualified because of his medical status? Could we end it right there? Justice O'Connor, it's hard to say he's not qualified when he worked for a separate contractor in the same place for 20 years. Justice Scalia, I don't think it's an easy way out. Justice Breyer, this becomes a serious matter of law. If we assume he can do the job, the question is the degree of risk. So why doesn't the statute leave that decision up to him? A decision by the Supreme Court is expected by summer. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.